Radio.
This story that we just heard in our gospel of the sinful woman's encounter with Jesus is probably one of the most graphic, stirring narratives in the whole of the New Testament. Try to imagine yourself right in the middle of the story as one of the others reclining at the Pharisee Simon's table with Jesus. Try to see what they would have seen. The conversation is riveting. Jesus is explaining the kingdom of God, and then she comes in. A brazen sinner. How dare she? What an outcast to come and eat with this man. So you probably kind of feel a little sully just being near her. But as you wonder why she has barged in uninvited, you notice that she's holding something and her face is stained with tears. She's been crying. Her searching glances from face to face, but the moment her eyes meet Jesus' gaze, she trembles and begins sobbing uncontrollably. Now she's stooping low as she lets her tears drop onto Jesus' bare feet and she dries them with her hair. And you probably wonder yourself, does Jesus know who this woman is? But then she tenderly anoints his feet. Tension fills the house. And right when you feel someone must say something, who says something? Jesus himself. But he's not outraged or even annoyed that she's there. Instead, he looks quite happy. Through the short parable that he tells Simon, we begin to realize that Jesus is accepting this woman. He really is happy that she's joined them at the dinner table. And you see that her tears are a mixture of sorrowful repentance and of gratitude at being accepted by Jesus. So softly he tells her, "Your sins are forgiven. Go in peace." And so we probably wonder ourselves, if Jesus is happy to forgive, is anyone here that he won't accept? Well, the answer is no, and we know that. Jesus accepts anyone, and he accepts all of us with great joy. He knows exactly who we are. He has seen all of our sins. He knows what we all should. He knows that we should all be outcasts, but he knows that no one is more deserving of the reward of eternal life in heaven than each one of us. Yet if we just come to Jesus as this woman did, it is Jesus' great pleasure to welcome us into his kingdom. It's his pleasure to tell us, "Your sins are forgiven. Go in peace." So today, let's all give a voice to our gratitude and love for Jesus. We should thank him for ushering us into his heavenly home. We should also worship and praise him, anointing his feet and filling all of us with his love. And we should all say today, "Thank you, Jesus." Amen.
Radio.org.au